Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaurabhakta
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Who can guess what I've been reading? Let's see if anyone has any mystic mind reading abilities. Oh, Onisha. Yes, what chapter?
What lila?
When I was in Perth, when I left Perth, I was reading about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tour of South India. Well, as soon as he took sannyas, he first went to... When he first took sannyas, he wanted immediately to go to Vrindavan. So he just... with his mind focused on Krishna, just focused fully and internally on Krishna, he just started wandering towards Vrindavan. And that was really what Mahaprabhu's internal mood always was. And in fact, as soon as he took initiation, there is no other words that practically came from his mouth other than, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Okay, he'd approach the devotees. "Can you tell me where I can find Krishna? Where can I find Krishna? Can you tell me?" And once Gadadhar Pandit, this is right after Mahaprabhu took initiation, he said to Gadadhar Pandit, "Can you tell me where I can find Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Such tatra loyam api mula mekalam means that this is actually the price for being with Krishna, that one's intense eagerness has to increase. So Gadadhar Pandit said to him, Mahaprabhu, when he was still Nimai Pandit, he said, "Krishna is in your heart." And Mahaprabhu immediately began ripping away at his heart to find Krishna. And then Satchidevi was in so much anxiety because his longing was so intense. And Gadadhar Pandit, he calmed him down and said, "Don't worry, you just have to be patient to find Krishna." And Mahaprabhu calmed down, and Satchidevi said, "Oh, you stay with him all the time because you have such a sweet way of dealing with him that immediately he becomes peaceful." And actually, directly after he took initiation, he was saying the mantra that he had been given by his spiritual master, by Sripad Ishwara Puri. And by saying that, he went into an internal trance. And immediately he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Immediately he was going to Vrindavan to find Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Such a longing. And actually Mahaprabhu, he came as Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani as a devotee to teach us what is required if we actually want to go deeply in our Krishna consciousness and be with Krishna. It has to be a very sincere desire. And one time Mahaprabhu was crying and crying. Where is Krishna? And missing Krishna so much. And one devotee said, "Oh, you have so much love for Krishna." And Mahaprabhu said, "Na prema ganda asti." I don't even have what to speak of having the item. Not even the fragrance of it comes to me of love for Krishna. But you're crying all the time. He said, just a show. Just I'm pretending. If I love Krishna and I wasn't with him, how could I remain alive? So showing what the possibility, the intimacy of loving relationship is possible to have with the Supreme Absolute Truth. And as I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam, I've been also reading from the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, the first chapter. Does anyone know what the first chapter of the fifth canto is about?
Priyavrata,
yes. And then from the second chapter to the sixth chapter, leading up to the birth of Rishabdev. Rishabdev Maharaj, who was actually, Krishna was Avesha. Krishna's potency had entered into him. So he could exhibit what it's like to be a renunciant and to instruct his sons. And Rishabdev was so amazing because at some point he was the king and then he gave it up and then he began at home just acting like he had nothing to do with his body at all. He wanted to demonstrate that it's actually possible to have so much pleasure on the internal level that one cares not for the body at all, whatever happens to it. So his instructions, which this was working on or writing about, very powerful. And also another interesting, I think my little talk is wandering a little bit, but don't worry, we'll eventually get back to Chaitanya Charitamrita. But there's one part, after he instructed his sons, one of the last things he said was that he had 100 sons, and he said that you should all, the 99 of you, you should listen to Bharat, because Bharat is a great devotee. So you should listen to him and serve him. So that's a very, very old-fashioned system. And no one wants to, nowadays, listen to anyone, certainly. But then, because we think, well, if we listen to someone, they're going to, they're on top, and who knows what will happen to us if we relinquish our power, because we have such bad experiences in Kali Yuga, in the material world. So then it describes how Bharat, they would listen to Bharat, and then Bharat, he wasn't independent. He would listen to the Brahmins, and he glorifies the Brahmins. And then one thinks, well, that's also dangerous, because then they're on top. But then it describes what the qualities of a Brahmin are, and there are two things that really stuck in my mind. That on one hand, they're very sattvic, very much in the mode of goodness, so they don't have the desire to exploit and control. But they're like a great resource because of the second quality. And the second quality they have is they study Shastra. They study the holy books. So they've studied the holy books, and therefore when someone asks them a question or they offer some guidance, they're doing that. They're doing their service because the king is, Bharat is supposed to listen to them. And they have, and their job is to assimilate Shastra. So they're submissive and surrendered to Shastra. And Shastra means it comes from Krishna. So the whole system is set up so ultimately everyone listens to Krishna, which is what society should be like. Then everything, there's a purpose to life. There's a purpose to life, which was the basic instruction that Rishabdev gave his sons. Nayam deha deho bhajan viloke kastakaman arhati vidbhujam ye. Arhati means deserve. So we don't deserve in this life for the same kind of pleasures that are available in any birth. So in any case, when Mahaprabhu began his tour, after he took sannyas, he went he was wandering through the place where the Ganga doesn't flow, Radha Desh is called. And then suddenly, but I was thinking of that other pastime when he was wandering the first time. And there he was wandering the first time right after he took initiation. There was a voice in the sky. And the voice said, you can go to Vrindavan later. I'm not in this kind of a way, but in a very sweet way. But now you have to begin the Sankirtan movement. So it's so peculiar in one sense that he is the all-powerful, all-knowing Supreme Lord, but the voice has to tell him that no, you have to go and start the Sankirtan movement. So this is one very mysterious aspect of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, Siddhanta, is that the Supreme Lord, he can get so overpowered by love that he forgets that he's the Supreme Lord. He's always the Supreme Lord. And of course, his consciousness is not possible for us to understand, because it's unlimited. But his consciousness, when he's around his loving devotees, or he's in the mood of, I want to be with Krishna, his consciousness compresses. And if he was thinking, I am the Supreme Lord, I know everything, then he wouldn't, that he wouldn't be able to have the same kind of loving mood. So this is such a wonderful aspect of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. It's not that he's always the Supreme Lord, but he forgets the word Sanskrit is savagya. He forgets that he knows everything, and his consciousness becomes mugdata, or compressed out of love. And this also happened, this is what Vrindavan is like. Because the love of the residents of Vrindavan is so thick, it is so powerful, it is so intense that the residents of Vrindavan control the Supreme Lord, and he forgets that he's the Supreme Lord. He prefers to be a cowherd boy. He prefers the intimacy of being around his most beloved devotees. He prefers that than millions and millions of people offering him prayers and, oh, you are the Supreme, you are the greatest, you are the all this, all, you know that, you're all this, you're all that, you're the creator, you're the controller. And we offer our respects to you. This is why Mahaprabhu comes, he describes in the fourth chapter of Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita too. Because it's not quite satisfying for him, for the Supreme Lord, that everyone is worshipping him with such reverence and wanting something in exchange for that worship. But when he gets around the purity of the love of the residents of Vrindavan, then the Supreme Lord is completely satisfied, and he becomes controlled by that. It's very mysterious. Very mysterious. But so sweet. And that's the secret of Vrindavan. Why Vrindavan is such a special place, so sweet. There's no place that has an inherent sweetness like Vrindavan. It's so thick in the atmosphere. I catch it. As soon as you enter into, you know, you're driving in, suddenly you're in Vrindavan. And it's just different from every other place because of that sweetness. And do you know why it's so sweet? Huh?
All the sweetness.
Yes, of course. But who knows? Have to have read Raghunath Das Goswami's, some of his songs and prayers, and to know why his poetry. Because Vrindavan is actually not different from Srimati Radharani. So It's and Srimati Radharani is, and all the Brijvasis, so much love for Krishna, so much sweetness attached to that. So the land of Vrindavan is just so sweet because of that. Prabhupada even said that even a non-devotee, when they come to Vrindavan, they can feel separation from Krishna. Such a special place. I've seen devotees, people who are on yoga tours coming to Vrindavan from China. They don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. They practice yoga. Sounds like a mosquito. Fixed it. I've seen people, the devotees, you know, a devotee takes some people from China who are just coming to practice yoga. First they go to Haridwar, Rishikesh, and then they come into Vrindavan. He said, and it's becoming very popular all over Kirtan amongst the yoga people. So popular. And also japa. So popular. They really like, people really like japa. Because it's like so yogic. You know, you just sit there. And so anyway, I've seen it when there's people from China, the first time they come to Vrindavan, knowing nothing about Krishna, and they have, and they're chanting japa, and they start crying and things like that, and more than us, for me anyway. So the atmosphere is so powerful. So when there's good kirtan and Krishna kata and things are simple in that way, then, and if we chant nicely and sincerely, then Vrindavan will manifest, and Sridhar Mayapur will manifest. And I've just come from Mayapur just a few days ago, and the temple is being built. It's coming up slowly, but it's huge. It's huge. And then you walk into the temple. That's the temple of the Vedic Planetarium. But when you walk into the current temple and you see, of course, Radha Madhava and Bodhi Sringadev, okay. And then you see Panchatattva. You don't see them. It's just so overwhelmingly powerful. And think, you know, they're all like this, and they're so big. And you think, yeah, it's really going to happen. The Krishna consciousness is really going to become at some point extremely, extremely powerful in the world. Extremely, extremely powerful by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva. And the devotee who's in charge of the construction of the temple, he told me that the temple, the altar is so big, they have like life-size pictures up of the deities, Panchatattva and Radha Madhava, and they look small.
Yeah.
You saw it?
No, but then, yeah. Imagine.
Yeah, so they said, didn't you make them, the deities, a little small? That's what people say to him. So anyway, you know, we have our viewpoints, because a viewpoint means the point we view reality from, our own point, very small little point, and only Krishna really knows what reality is, and we view things from our very small point of insignificance, and you know, like when we started chanting, we couldn't imagine that Krishna consciousness would be spread so far. So we don't know what's going to be like in 50 years, in 100 years, 500 years. We don't know what it's going to be like. But what we can do is try to understand what our little part in this very big plan of the Lord is, and tried to do that with some devotion as an offering. We just have to know our little part of what our service is. And try to make our little offering. We're all little. One time, when Krishna was playing with the cowherd boys, they'd be wandering, just taking out the cows, just so peaceful. In the beautiful land of Vrindavan. And the land of Vrindavan would reciprocate with them and make beautiful arrangements. So everything was just with flowers and waterfalls and just for Krishna's pleasure. It's like the backdrop for Krishna's pleasure. That's what the spiritual world is like. That everyone there agrees. There's one point of agreement that everything is for Krishna's pleasure. And what the material world is like is that everyone is in agreement that I'm the center. And of course that means that there's no agreement because everyone's thinking that they're the center. That the world is meant for my pleasure. And of course Rishabhdev showed that it's not necessary to have the world doesn't give me pleasure. It's actually my relationship with Krishna that gives me pleasure. So the cowherd boys were with Krishna. And sometimes Balaram and Krishna some would be with Balaram and some would be with Krishna. And they would make believe they were kings. And sometimes Sriram would be a minister and Subal would be the minister and the other one, and they'd make politics against each other. And they were just playing. It was a continuous series of events, playful events with Krishna in the center. So one day, Sridham and some of the other boys wandered off to the side. And then Krishna and Balaram, and maybe Dharam or Vasudham, some of the other boys, they came over to them. And those devotees were in the mood of playing like they were kings. So Krishna and Balaram and a few boys went over to them and said, "Oh, my dear king, we have come from a great distance to beg something from you." And because Krishna was practically speaking, he was intoxicated by the sweetness of the Vrindavan forest, because the breezes, they were all very soft and sweet, and they were carrying fragrance from the lakes and ponds that were filled with lotus flowers, and there were bees and birds and peacocks and quail cuckoo birds, and they were all making their sounds, so everything was just so so sweet, and Krishna was so exuberant and intoxicated by the atmosphere of Vrindavan. So he was feeling so pleased. So then the Vrindavan forest is so happy because that was their purpose, to please Vrindavan forest and all the servants in Vrindavan, to please Krishna. So then Krishna went over and said to I think it was Sridham, "My dear Sridham, you are a great king, and we have come from a distance, to serve you." "Oh no," he said, "we are dancers. We are dancers. So we have come to dance. Will you allow us to dance?" So then Krishna started dancing, you know. And the boys would be clapping their hands, and sometimes they would make little flutes out of leaves and things like that. And Krishna would dance, and they would make very intricate rhythms, and Krishna would be dancing, and Balaram got so excited, he began dancing. And they were that was one of the Krishna, it's called Natavara. He's the most expert of all dancers, number one dancer. So he was dancing in such a wonderful way and keeping rhythm with his feet and moving his hands so gracefully and the way they would dance, they say mantras almost in da 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 with the feet as they move their feet in very intricate rhythms. And Sridham is after they finished, Balaram started dancing too, and everyone was so enthralled. This is what it's like in the spiritual world, that everything is all singing and dancing and sweets but it's exciting. There's always interesting and new things going on because Krishna is there and he's the center. He's the center. So when the relationship with Krishna is there, and you, then everything is alive. The whole atmosphere and every dealing is alive. But without Krishna, there's the hope of the pleasure of the dealing, but it's dead. The anticipation of pleasure is there, but it's dead. So it's alive, and that's what you see about Vrindavan, and that's what you see about Mayapur, that the land is alive. Everywhere else that I've seen, because I love to take photographs, but it's so hard to take photographs of any place but Vrindavan, practically speaking, because it's just so beautiful and it's so alive. And the land reciprocates with you. It's alive, it reciprocates. Did you know that? Good. So after they danced, Sridham was so happy. He actually asked Krishna to please teach me how to dance in a way. So Krishna taught him, and they tested him by playing very intricate rhythms. And it was over. And Sridham, still in the mood of playing, he was a king, he said to Krishna, "You have pleased me so much, I want to reward you, because your dances have come so far." So because they all had valuable necklaces and things, so that all the boys began giving Krishna and Balaram valuable jeweled necklaces and armbands and jewels and crowns that they had. And then Krishna said to them, "I didn't come to beg for jewels, but I've come from this far distance to please you, and then I do want to beg from you." I said, "Well, what do you want then if you don't want wealth?" "I want to wrestle." And then they all started wrestling, and they were pulling each other's hair. Supreme, unlimited Lord. How are we going to explain this to the religious people of the world? They have a very different concept of the Supreme Lord. But it's a very boring concept. But there's no boredom in the spiritual world. Just imagine you have to be God, and everyone comes in, and could you please do this for me, and do this for me, and kill my enemies, and make my stocks go up, and make my enemies' stocks go down, and this, and let my son do very well in his university exams. And just imagine Krishna. So that's wonderful in one sense, a kama sova kama bhava, but Vrindavan is a different level of relationship. The king's private quarters. So they were wrestling and wrestling and wrestling and playing and playing and playing. And then, I'll just tell it very briefly, but then Palambasura came, dressed as a coward boy. He had been sent by Kamsa. So when Palambasura came, he saw Kamsa was his master, and he saw that Kamsa was very depressed because everyone he sent was killed by Krishna. So Palambasura said, "Don't worry." And he planned to make Krishna throw him over one shoulder and Balaram throw him over the other shoulder and bring him to Kamsa like an offering, like a gift. And Kamsa, his head was down like this. And when Palambasura said, "Give me 1 hour, that's all I need," Kamsa didn't reply. He was thinking, it's amazing how moths are attracted to fire. That's what he was thinking. Jiva Goswami describes it. So Palambasura disguised himself as a coward boy and mingled in the back first. And as soon as Krishna saw him, he said, "Oh, my dear friend, where have you been? You've come late. We've been missing you. Please come close to me." And Palambasura came and smiled, came close to him. And Palambasura thought, "He trusts me." And Krishna thought, "He trusts me." Actually, there's an old mafia saying that you keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. So Krishna was using this type of diplomacy. So Krishna said immediately, "Let us divide up in two. Balaram be the two teams. Balaram will be the head of one team, and I'll be the head of the other team. And what we'll do is," like, it's actually said somewhere, they were wrestling or something like that. "And whosoever team wins, they get to ride on the shoulders of the, like a horse. You know, you get on their shoulders, they have to carry you." Now, when I think about this, even though it's not written anywhere, I can just imagine that you've just lost, and you have to carry someone on your shoulders like that, another one of the boys. So what's he going to be pulling your ears? "Go this way, go that way. Come on, get up, hurry up, hurry up, get up, get up, get up, get up." You know. So that was, it was a ring. So they wrestled and wrestled, or played and played and played. And of course, both sides said, "We won, we won, we won!" Because that's the way boys are. So then after a while, Krishna said, "All right, all right. My team lost." The other boy said, "Yes, we won." So Krishna had to carry Sridham on his shoulders, and Palambasura, who was on Krishna's team, he had to carry Balaram. Balaram's team won. So suddenly, and because they were only supposed to, because it wasn't going to be, you weren't allowed to torture your horse for very long, but just till go to the, this was, took place in Bandiravan. Raise your hand if you've been to Bandiravan. Yes? No? 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 No?
Bajwan, the
Bajwan. Yeah. No? No? Oh, Bandiravan is... Have you been? So nice. So, and there's a big tree there, which is, it's a very, very famous tree. Of course, it's not still there. But a huge tree. So they would only ride, the boys would ride the one who had lost, up to the Bandiravan tree. And it was going to be over. So as Balaram was carrying, Palambasura was carrying Balaram, he was in the form of a cowherd boy, but then Balaram was very, very heavy. And suddenly, Palambasura previously had thought Krishna was very sweet and so nice to me, but then when he looked at Krishna now, he became afraid. And he decided to bring Balaram far away. And meanwhile, Balaram became heavier. So he couldn't maintain his cowherd boy form. So he actually manifested his real form. And I thought about that, why that happened. It was just like I could be really, really nice. And then, but when I'm under a lot of pressure, the real form comes out. The monster comes out. So it's like that. So the monster took on his real form. So Palumbo saw, and it describes how his teeth were upward, that almost reaching his eyebrows. He needed to go to a dentist very badly. But, and then Balaram, now this is where it really becomes interesting, and this is, brings it back to what we were speaking about at the beginning. Balaram, when he saw that the person who he's riding on his back, the coward boy, was suddenly this demon, this monster, with these horrible fangs, upward fangs, and he became frightened. Balaram, who's unlimitedly powerful, who knows everything, became frightened. Because he was so much absorbed in the mood of a coward boy, in the love, the loving exchanges of Vrindavan, he became frightened and shocked. And then our different acharyas describe it a little bit differently. But then Krishna looked at him. And either with his words or just by the movement of his eyebrows, he indicated to Balaram, Balaram, now isn't the time for you to forget your divine powers. So then Balaram, his mood of just a loving coward boy broke, and he realized, he understood the situation. He took his fist and with one he smashed Palambasura in the head. He was huge at this time, like a mountain. And Palambasura, he had carried him so far away, but when Balaram hit him, he fell down immediately dead. So meanwhile, while the boys saw that Palambasura had changed his form and was carrying Balaram away, and they were just playing, and they saw that, and they saw Balaram was in danger, so they started running in the direction. They picked up their sticks and everything to protect Balaram, because this is the nature of their love. They see them as, yeah, he's more powerful, but he's our friend. Anything for Balaram. So they became running after Balaram with Krishna right in front. And then Balaram, they had carried him far away, and then Balaram hit him. And then he came down, and he started running towards the boys. And then they met. And Krishna gave Balaram. Oh, Balaram, and all the boys, Balaram, you've killed him. Oh, hugging and embracing. So this is what it's like in Vrindavan. It's ecstatic because the Stai Bhava is there, the relationship with Krishna is there. Otherwise, it's just like a story. So Mahaprabhu was always absorbed in his thoughts and wanting the relationship to develop. He's looking for Krishna. What was that? What was that sound?
Message.
Message that I should stop talking. Okay. Obey the message. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Oh, where's my packs? Yeah. When do you get the red bag? Just prasadam. Not just prasadam. The devotees kindly make prasadam. Gopal, are you hungry? Little teenagers. It is said that old men cannot eat too little and teenagers cannot eat too much. You're allowed to eat, 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 eat. How old are you now?
14.
Yes. Today is the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. lotus gave me so much prasadam and I didn't eat anything, practically. Isn't this amazing how they make, nowadays in India, they make these nice spoons that just out of plastic, but they make imitated real. This is advancement. Oh, some really nice Loki subject. Have a picnic. Oh, these are metti parathas. Some sandwiches. But I'm not sure, we just should check whoever, just make sure it's all good still, because it was on the plane for a long time.
Plane's frozen.
Huh?
Plane's frozen. Because it went to
the expected me to eat all this, I think.
Fruits and fruits.
That's so kind. This one I'll need. Okay, who's going to distribute it? No. We have, who's good at checking to make sure everything is good? Huh? Okay, why don't you take it, why don't we bring it over to Venu? Something doesn't smell quite right.
Yeah.
So, Venu, whatever is still good, we should distribute immediately.
Thank you.